Federated just wants to say thanks to all local businesses in and around the state of Minnesota. You are our community partners, our neighbors, our families, and our friends. And when you need Federated, Federated is here to help. Visit federatedinsurance.com or call your local marketing representative to access trusted resources you may need during this pandemic. At Federated, it's our business to protect yours.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand.
Oh, it's fun.
Crazy.
It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Patrick Royce.
How you doing,
what
sir?
What do you got for us today?
Well, you know, I share the frustration of other people in this country. Because about a month before the official end of the ride with Ricey,
yeah,
I called the Arbitron guy in town here, and I said, just do me a favor, will you? Find me seven or six. Just find me 7 or 8 meters, will you? Just, that's all I need. Just find me 7 or 8 meters, will you? Come on. What the hell? Do me a favor here. Come on.
You know it's illegal not to find me those.
Huh?
The line by Trump about basically saying it's illegal not to help me.
Not to find those.
Not to help me. That's illegal.
Find me. Just do me a favor. Oh. Steal the presidential election. Just do me a favor. This is unbelievable.
The ride with Royce skyrockets to number one.
Yeah, from,
see you later, Barrero.
My buddy Barrero said, what the hell happened? What happened?
A 15 share
he
for the ride
a,
with
he had Royce. A 2 and now he's got an 18. What the hell happened? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
What a country.
One of the best radio, way back in the old days when we were the right wing station and then just doing a little sports in between.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe's show had started. And Mrs. Ricey, who doesn't have the name Mrs. Ricey, received a ratings book. She was listening to KSTP AM 18 hours a day. For the entire month. And honest to God, you could see the difference, especially in non-drive time places. I mean,
it spiked up worse.
Everything punched up a little bit. And it might have been so far back, we might not have been married. So I said, yeah, you're not a relative. Go ahead, fill it out. You might be cohabitating, but you're
Trump
not a relative.
See, Trump saw that and then said, he can do it, I can do it.
He can do it.
See
happen.
What you did?
Oh, man. Wednesday's going to be one of the craziest days in the history of America when the Proud Boys show up and start rioting outside Congress.
What the hell's going to happen?
It's unbelievable. And he's going to come out and address them. Oh, God. It's you know, I've been watching a lot. For some reason, I've ran across a bunch of dramas, that kind of dramas about when England was trying to survive before we got in the war and the Channel Islands being occupied. And
yeah,
it's not a hell of a lot different.
No.
It's not a hell. The attitude's not a hell of a lot different.
No, so, that's probably very true.
Anyway, all right. Well, we'll survive. But I thought that. And now he wants to sue the guy.
Yes.
For revealing what he said. If you're not proud of what you said, then what do you care?
I love the fact the guy taped the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and a lot of people are saying the White House taped it, too, you know, because they do routinely.
Yeah.
But yeah. And, you know, but and he told the stories I read today is he told everybody, if he doesn't come out and rip me, then I won't reveal this. I won't. But, you know, if he doesn't come out and try to fabricate what was said in the conversation. Unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable.
It is.
But anyway, football-wise, oh, man, those Kirk Cousins numbers looked pretty good yesterday, didn't they?
Oh, the stat stuffing was off the charts yesterday. God, was that a terrible game to watch, though.
God, but don't you love the Lions? The game starts off.
Yes.
And the guy, they force a punt, and the guy forces his own. No, it was a run, right? Was it a punt return?
It was a punt return.
He dropped it.
He just sort of bobbled it forward. Nobody hit him.
And it was, what, 3 minutes into the game? And then when the when the Vikings are trying to resolutely drive down to kick a field goal before the end of the half, two of these idiots run into each other, and Chad Beebe says, "What the hell happened? I might as well
Justin
run for
Jefferson had to allow him through because he's like, "What the hell are you doing here?"
God, are they terrible? Oh, they are so
well. They can't tackle.
No,
they absolutely can't tackle.
No,
they didn't give a damn. Our guy Bev didn't go out on a high note.
No.
As the interim coach of the Detroit Lions.
No, he didn't. Although, you know, what Marvin Jones ended up with, what, 9 catches for 150 yards or some damn thing. Boy, the bottom line on this NFL season, though, is we're back to the AFL in the early 60s.
As far as the
passing numbers and offense, and I mean,
which is where they want to be.
The passing numbers are tremendous. And I wonder if cutting down on holding calls has had a lot to do with that.
It might have, yeah.
I mean,
it probably helps. Which, by the way, I am all in favor of.
Oh, I am too. But, you know, what does drive you crazy is, it gets to be like late in the third quarter and they realize they haven't called one yet and they figured it. So now you get a ticky-tack instead of the tackles that have been allowed. I texted Chicago Bears fan Lavelle E. Neal III yesterday at the end of the third because some major screw-up that the Bears had, I can't remember. I watched almost all that game. Some major screw up the Bears had, and he said, "The Packers never get called for holding." And I said, "All right, Paul Allen, thank you." The Packers never get called for holding. We've been complaining about that since Favre, right? Since Favre.
Well, and that the officials are part of the Packers.
Yeah. But the funny thing is, of course, before Favre, 94, I think, 93 or 4, 93.
92 he came in.
And then he started playing in 93, right?
Yeah.
They stunk.
Oh, they were awful.
They had the magic band, Mikowski, for 1 year in 89. I think they made the playoffs once in 20 years.
I think Infante, did he get them to playoffs 1 year?
Yeah. Yeah, I think.
But they were awful.
Yeah.
Lynn Dickey?
Yeah. They weren't as good as the Lions.
Oh, hell no.
The Lions were better than them.
Bart Starr was a disaster as a coach. And I think he was coach GM at one point.
Yeah, he was making all the calls. They didn't.
Then they brought in, Forrest Gregg? They hired him away from the Bengals, and that didn't work. And, the Packers spent, 20 years being bad.
They could not get away, man. They could not wean themselves off Lombardi Packers, though, could they? They couldn't wean themselves off that tradition. And for too bad Twitter didn't exist then, because they could have said, "How many titles do you got, Vince?" You know, as they were completely terrible for 20 years.
Because it went what? It was Lombardi went to Washington, Phil Bengston, right?
Phil Bengston
and
got
then Devine.
The job. And then Devine, I think. And Devine was a flop, too, and went to Notre Dame and was okay, but not great. But we talked about this last week, though. Sid had the big scoop on Aaron leaving, and he didn't report Devine replacing him. But we reran that column. It wasn't as forceful as I remembered.
Really?
Him saying, we reran
on Sundays, the rerun
Sid columns for a couple of months. And it was, he basically said that, don't be, it was almost a Charlie Walters.
But it wasn't.
Don't be surprised, but it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Ara Parseghian will 100% leave Notre Dame. But it was strong enough that it got denied all over. And then the Chicago Tribune denied it on Sunday morning. And on Sunday afternoon, it was announced that Ara was going to quit after the end of the year.
Right.
And I'm not sure who they... who they played in what bowl game that year. I don't know if that was his last game when he beat Bear down in the Sugar Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They got roundly ridiculed for being overmatched, which they were, but they held that team to the fewest points and yards since, 3 years ago, Alabama.
Really?
Yeah. So, Texas A&M gave them, everybody said Texas A&M gave them 52 and almost 600 yards. So, there's nobody they couldn't find. But, of course, the The big thing was how much better Ohio State was than Clemson.
Oh,
physically.
I was really surprised by that game.
You know this Ohio State running back, this Sermon?
Yep.
He wasn't the starter.
No.
Where did he come from?
I have no idea.
He's a monster.
I have no
idea. Well, he ran for 300 against, Northwestern?
But Clemson was completely outclassed.
No, they were. I think Dabo's had a good time shooting off his mouth here for about the last 5 years.
Dabo was a very unlikable guy.
Well, he has become. At first he was like Daffy Dabo.
Yeah, so it was
and
cute.
Then now, but he's become so pompous now that, he irritated the opposition. You think Ryan Day used that against him for about 2 weeks because that team was ready to play.
And why would you do that?
I don't know.
I would have ranked them as high as I possibly could, with Bam, of course.
Yes. Yeah, I would have, too. Yeah, I would have done that, too. I would have made them the favorites.
I mean,
right?
You look like there's no reason. Those polls are a joke. There's no reason not to just make sure that the best teams who you might play are ranked as high as possible.
Yes, that's true.
Instead, you pissed them off.
Yeah. Oh, and my, did he. He did.
Right.
You and I both commented, though, that was not the Justin Fields that we thought we were seeing.
Who do you think he is? Season.
I don't know who he is now, but he's going to be the second pick now because he looked great. And after looking, I saw him, I'd say 35, 40 possessions this year. I don't focus on Ohio State. But until I watched that game the other day, and I was not impressed. You know, a lot of inaccurate passes, a lot of poor decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's got obviously the athletic ability, but, man, he did everything right. And that one he dropped in the guy's lap, the long, unreal.
But he was playing hurt, too, because he took that hit.
I've also changed my mind on the other thing that I was so strongly on a couple of weeks ago. Mahomes has to be the MVP.
Oh, you're with Aaron Rodgers now?
I can accept it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, was he good.
Yeah.
How about that? How about that that one he laid in the lap of that MVS, who then he laid another one in his lap and he dropped it? But
he's had an incredible year.
Yeah, he is. It really and this offensive line, once again, protected him immaculately, even though they lost their best player, Bakhtiari. Mm-hmm. Billy Turner, Moundsview, Minnesota's own, playing left tackle for him.
Royce, you call him right there?
Went to North Dakota State, yeah.
You've probably done a column on him.
I think I have, yeah. Yeah, he's, early this year they were worried about, who'd they lose? They needed a right guard. Oh, when they needed a guard and they put him at, they brought him in 3 years, $21 million.
Mm-hmm.
And which everybody said, why are they giving him that much money? But they needed a guard, and the question was, could he fill the hole? I can't remember who it was.
You know why, Pat? Because offensive line, much to the Vikings' dismay, is very important, including guards.
Yes, yes. That game yesterday, what happened like in the first two positions that it was a track meet? Who wasn't to Cousins?
Cousins tripped, I think, over Dakota Dozier twice early in the
game.
Okay,
that was it.
And Cousins
pressure.
Looked terrible at first.
Yeah,
at first.
Big pressure at first, but then all of a sudden.
I think the Lions accidentally cared. And then they rectified it very quickly.
Well, at the end of the half, when the two dummies ran into each other, they were going to put the big hit on him instead of giving the nice push out of bounds, right?
Yes.
But
I don't understand. Okay, that's something about tackling I don't get. This shoulder thing.
Yes.
Where I'm going to just hit you with my shoulder. Why don't you just grab people?
Yeah, I don't know. It's being taught all over, you know, the high school level is keep your head out.
Yeah.
What you got to do. But, in this case, you didn't even have to do that. You just had to push them out of bounds.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, they just didn't give a damn.
No,
I mean, there was no question
No, I think the one guy really wanted to put a thump on him and missed and hit his own guy.
I know, but it's the stupidest thing.
Yeah, I know.
And by the way, if you tackle him inbounds, the half ends. So if BB had been tackled inbounds, the half's over. The Vikings don't get a – I don't think they
get a
field goal.
Yeah, well, they could have tackled him inbounds. Yeah, they don't. Yeah.
That's it. Because I think there were 12 seconds left when the play went off, something like that.
God almighty.
But they are a classic bunch of buffoons.
We talked about it last week. They have won one playoff game in 63 years. They have had, since 1978, I saw this on the telecast, 22 since 1978, so that's 43 seasons now, right?
Yeah.
And but one of them, there weren't this many games played. There weren't nine. There were only nine games played in 81, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in 42 seasons, including some when it was only a 14-game schedule, I think, they've lost 10 or more. 22 times in 42 years.
With how many coaches?
Oh, God.
I don't know. It's they've been a constant revolving
Wade
door.
Wade Fonts, Bernsie's buddy, was by far their best, and they fired him. So, you know, he'd have him at 8-8, 9-7.
Yeah.
And maybe won a division
and then,
once.
And then they went and got, what, Bobby Ross from college?
Yeah, that didn't work.
For a while.
Who we tried to get to replace Goody. Replace Holtz.
That's right.
He was going to come in from Maryland.
I forgot about
Harvey
that.
Was out.
That's right.
Harvey was out lining up guys again, right?
Yep.
And, you know, Harvey and his guys had hired Holtz, basically. Gill had a heart surgery and was in his hospital bed, and Harvey was down in Arkansas getting Holtz to come up and said, hey, we got Holtz. And, yeah, okay. But then he left, and they were out getting Bobby Ross from Maryland. Yep. They were getting him from Maryland. And Charlie Hallman was, believe it or not, at the St. Paul paper, St. Paul Charlie, not Spokesman Charlie.
Right.
And Sid got on the bandwagon, too, wanted Goody to get the job. And basically, Charlie went out and got all these players to say they were going to transfer if Goody didn't get the job. And basically, Bobby Ross expected to come in here and say, hey, we got Bobby Ross. And they were saying, we don't want Bobby Ross. And Ross said, the hell with it. And he went to Georgia Tech and ended up getting a co-national championship there.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah, Charlie was basically wanted Goody to get the job.
And Goody was a nice enough guy.
Goody was a nice guy, but they could have had Bobby Ross. They had Bobby Ross.
Yeah.
And then Charlie, and then Sid kind of.
Well, probably because Holtz probably told Sid you should help Goody get the job, right?
Well, I'm not sure. I think maybe because Charlie, and then Charlie got a couple of the TV guys stirred up, and it became the, hey, all the players want Goody. And then Sid wrote, like, all the players want Goody, too, but not as psychotically as Charlie did. And they,
so yeah, I
they,
forgot about Bobby they, Ross being tied to here.
Oh, yeah, they created this hailstorm, you know, this maelstrom of protest. And Bobby Ross said, the hell with it. I'm doing you a favor, you know.
Which he probably was.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, they didn't get him. And Goody lasted six, you know. Goody, goofiest year ever. They play Oklahoma and lose, was it 56-0 or 63-0, down in Oklahoma that year, to start that year.
Mm-hmm.
He inherited that game. And then that team ended up winning at Michigan. That's in 86. They ended up winning at Michigan.
I remember that one.
When Michigan was rated second, I think,
yep.
Number two in the country. Foggy made the long run and Chip Lowmiller kicked the field goal, I believe, right?
Yes, I think.
It was so unlikely that I went out to the airport to join the people that greeted him when they came back from Ann Arbor and subbed out my Sunday column.
That's a blast from the past, going out to the airport
to the airport. You could greet the team then.
Yeah.
And there was probably 300 people at the airport greeting him after they beat if it had been Lou, we would have filled up the Metrodome like it was
when the Twins came back?
You know, they had Oklahoma here the year before with Aikman as the quarterback.
I remember that game.
Aikman as the quarterback.
I remember watching that game on cable.
And Barry was going to go to a pro set.
Yep.
Because he had Aikman. They were going to go to a pro set.
Yep.
And they only beat the Gophers 13-7. They played terrible. And I think Aikman broke his leg a week later or something. They went to Jamel Holloway and won the national championship. I think it was Holloway.
Without a pro set.
They went to the wishbone. Yeah, they went back to the wishbone. We go down there the next year, and they'll go for hot, steamy September day, you know, Norman, Oklahoma. It's 100 degrees. And in the press box, they had a scoreboard, and a kind of an old-style scoreboard with a clock that went around the 15 minutes, and it would stop, and the last minute it turned red and stuff. But they had two stats. It had time up there, you know, obviously.
Right.
And then they had two stats, score and rushing yards. And the rushing yards were like a tote board, you know, ding, 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 you know. Every time they got the ball, I think it was 60, was it 63? I can't remember. I think it was 60.
I remember the game here. I don't remember that game.
I think they lost. Goody had that game, and then he had a Nebraska game, and then he had a Colorado game all on the road. And this was when Colorado was as good as Oklahoma, Nebraska. You know, McCartney was out there cheating. And the Christian cheater, you know, the guy who invented, what was the name of that religious group?
Promise Keepers.
He was basically one of the Promise Keepers because he had to ask for some forgiveness for all the sins he committed in Colorado cheating on recruiting. But I think the three games were 63-0, 58-0, and 56-0.
63-0 is correct. September 20th of 86.
Okay.
Yep.
And
number one, Oklahoma, 63-0.
63-0.
You're correct.
Yes. Yeah, it wasn't good. That's the one. I've told this story 100 times, but that's the one where the Gophers are walking up to their locker room, and Doug Groh and I are standing there behind the fence and behind the rope there. And, you know, they got their, a lot of them got their helmets off and their heads are just like red. All these Minnesota white boys got all their heads are just red and sweat coming off. And they just got pounded. And this good looking 20-year-old co-ed says, "We sure enjoyed having you boys. You come back real soon." And Gro and I looked at each other and I said, "I got that." He says, "No, I got that." And I said, "Okay, we both got that."
Exactly.
And that was the walk-off. Both of us had that the next day. Both of us had the walk-off.
Well, that's way too good not to give.
Oh, yeah.
You can't ignore that. That's a gift.
And she was like one of those Oklahoma Miss America combatants to the 20-year-old Oklahoma co-ed. So anyhow, it was... poor Goody inherited those games. But, yeah, Bobby Ross, we ran him off. But the Lions, I don't know. Of all the hapless guys they had, though, I thought it was Marinelli was the, you know, that poor guy. He just walked in there.
Well, he was a coordinator.
He was a coordinator.
Yeah,
he did not have a message to take to a team.
No,
you know?
No.
So what are the odds PJ's their guy? I thought that maybe, but Chris Spielman wouldn't sign off on him, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And what kind of influence has he got? Is he like the...
He's like the
chief consultant to the...
Ownership. And
Yeah,
I think he's going to be in their ear about what they're doing without all of the pressure that goes with being that guy.
But how hard is that going to make it to hire a general manager?
I don't know.
This would be like the Jerry Kill proposal that he be the liaison...
Yes,
to the school president on football while Tracy Claves is the football coach.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's exactly right.
That's going to make it even tougher for these clowns to hire a GM, right?
Well, yeah, and I just wonder of all the jobs open now, which there's going to be a bunch. Okay, if you're the Lions, what are you selling? I mean, even Jacksonville can sell. We're going to get Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah,
you know. The Chargers, who fired Anthony Lynn today, can sell. We've got Herbert, who looks pretty damn good.
Yeah.
The Jets can even try and sell. We got the second pick, and I mean, the Lions are.
We got Justin Fields. You know, the best thing happened to the Jets is Justin Fields somehow wins the national championship, right?
Yeah.
We got. You know, you were giving us all that heat for winning those two games. Well, we got Justin Fields.
Schefter report yesterday that the Jets actually might trade the pick and keep Darnold. Because the GM is in place and he wasn't fired. And I think he was just hired a couple of years ago. Douglas.
Was he in on draft? How long has Darnold been there? 3 years?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I don't know that he was in on drafting
Darnold.
He was
in the Baker Mayfield draft, right?
Darnold.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. But the point being is, if you're the Lions... what are you selling?
I don't know.
We've got an old quarterback now. I mean, he was fine at one time, but
yeah. You gotta go. Hey, you gotta go 2-14 again next year. Is this guy getting fired, Doug Peterson?
I don't think he is.
How about?
I think the move he made last night is a sure sign that he did what he was told to do, and then took the onus on himself.
The GM said,
"What do you think of that?"
The GM said, "Lose the game."
Yeah,
I think that the Giants got what they deserve.
I do too.
When they puked on themselves, they had to win one game.
Yep.
In 3 weeks, and they couldn't do it. So well, the hell with them.
The biggest joke is that this division is represented with the home playoff game.
Yeah, so that's the worst part.
Before you get all upset
I don't mind you making the, that team, you put them in the playoffs because they won this four-team division, but you cannot, you got to seed them.
Yes.
2-7. Now that you've changed everything, you got to seed them 2-7 record.
They can't have a home game. I agree with you.
And, if you have a, not only that, if maybe two of your winners don't get home games, right? Because you got wild cards with better records, right?
Yeah, just seen them. You're right.
Yeah.
But people were all in arms about how can you take Hurts out in the fourth quarter and it's a travesty to the game. The NFC East was a travesty to the game.
Yes, but how about Wentz not dressing? What was that about?
I don't know.
That was, now Wentz today said the report is he wants to be traded because his relationship with Doug Peterson is irreparable.
Yes.
Does this guy think that there's a lineup of people waiting to trade for him?
Yes, he does. He clearly does. With that contract, I don't know how they're going to do it. The salary cap's going down. Now, it might not go down as much as we
saw. It's not going to go down as much. I read some guy saying they might keep it flat just for PR purposes and quality purposes. But
I don't know what he thinks.
No, I mean, what's...
And do you think...
Who wants you?
Well, and if somebody does, are they going to give up much to get you? You're coming off a terrible season. So if the Eagles come back to a team and say, okay, we'll trade you for a first-round pick, they're going
to tell them making 100-and-whatever million, and you couldn't take a team to the playoffs in the NFC East.
Yes. And in fact, you were the only team, I think, eliminated going into the last week.
Yes, and with a month... With 5 weeks to go, they were in like first place, right? All they had to do was win two of their last five, and they finally had to bench him. He was so terrible.
But if I'm them and I can trade him with that contract, I'd be thrilled.
Yeah, and give me a sixth rounder.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem, though.
Take the whole deal.
If they would take that, I'd do it if I was another team, assuming I liked Wentz enough. But I think the problem is I think the Eagles are going to ask for an actual decent return.
No,
which
can't.
There's no way that
no, all you
they're
going
to get, I don't think.
All you want to do is just get rid of him. Is there some way they can cut him?
Oh,
it
costs them.
That saves them. I know it hits the hell out of their cap. But
everything costs a ton to do.
So if you...
I can look it up.
If you get a guy like that and then you bring... If you get something in return...
Yep.
Does that money... Does his money still count against you? I suppose it does.
Yes.
I mean, like...
The dead cap hit is the dead cap hit.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're screwed. But I mean, with that contract, him demanding this like he's actually coming off a halfway decent season is hilarious.
So we got a underline saying Chargers fire head coach Anthony Lynn, and they're showing a bunch of other guys. What the hell is going on?
What's that?
ESPN, they're not showing Anthony Lynn. They're showing a bunch of other coaches wandering around who might get fired. How about the Buffalo Bills? How serious do we have to take them?
I think we have to take them pretty seriously now. They're playing great.
God, Josh Allen,
I'm shocked by this one.
Physical ability, but the Mr. Collar, who we both respect.
Yep.
Remember telling him he might be the most inaccurate passer of all time.
Well, and I think he was at the time, but ordinarily, I don't think
usually
that gets
they don't
fixed.
Get better.
Yeah.
Rodgers got better. Rodgers didn't play for 3 years and got
he
better.
He had 3 years. That's the thing.
Yeah. Because
they retooled him completely.
Well, yeah, including his delivery.
Yeah.
And you know who this kid that played for the Rams yesterday, Wolford? He got one of the worst deliveries I've ever seen, and he's a midget. He's like he could ride a horse at Santa Anita, and he beats the
Jackie?
Arizona flop. Oh, he's a little guy. He looked.
Hold on, what, how tall is he?
I don't know. He looked tiny. He looked tiny compared to the rest of these
guys. I'm looking
guys.
Him up right now.
Wolford, right?
Yeah, he's 25. He's listed at 6'1".
No way. 5'10". Looks like Breeze without the ability. Without the ability.
He played for the Arizona Hotshots in 2019.
So, you got to love colleges where the boosters run things, don't you? Auburn spends, what was that amount?
Oh, on Gus Malzahn. To fire him?
20-some mil, yeah. Right? And now Texas fires this guy.
Texas came out of nowhere, too.
Texas, yeah.
Where the hell did that come from?
Plus, and Herman, you know, there were rumors of his drinking problems. I mean, he had a drinking problem.
Yeah.
So they're replacing him with a guy who had a drinking problem, yeah, Sarkisian. And they made the deal in like 3 hours.
How unsexy is that hire, though?
It is terrible.
I mean, what does Sarkisian do for you?
Well, ask Atlanta what they think of him.
Yeah.
He comes in there and he takes a Super Bowl team. And 2 years, he ruins the offense and their defense is terrible. And they haven't done anything
and
since.
And then Saban takes him back. And I think he's probably a good coordinator in college.
I heard a discussion of this today on the radio because I satellite and I was hitting things. And it was SEC guys. It is incredible what that guy can do for second chance coaches.
Saban. Yeah.
Kiffin. This right. guy. You know, they were saying, you know, who's going to be the offensive coordinator at Auburn next year? Tom Herman. He'll be back trying to get back in the game.
Yeah.
I guess there were some rumors of Malzahn, but I guess that's too hard to make that Auburn-Alabama Malzahn. But the coaches that he has managed to put back into the game are amazing. Butch Jones just got a job. Mm-hmm. He got, you know, cheating and losing at Tennessee.
Poor Chip.
And he gets him a job.
So do we need to accept the fact, though, that the Texases and Michigans are just not going to be that good? Like,
I can accept Michigan, the state's, you know, changing a lot. They don't have the great high school football that they used to have.
Yeah.
I can accept Michigan. I cannot accept Texas. I've been there.
But when's the last time they were good, Pat?
Oh, it's been a while.
I was going
to
say
but there's
that.
No reason not to be. There's no reason not to be.
The best they could do was Steve Sarkisian? Like, that's what... That's
they wanted thing. Urban.
Yeah.
Which and Urban said no.
If I get him, I'm fine with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
Then I pull the trigger in a second.
Yeah.
And I think they tried to get Saban before Herman. I think they offered Saban a boatload, and he said no. Way back when.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, yeah. Last time around.
Yeah, last time.
And but he used it to get another $2 million a year from Auburn.
Of course he did.
What's he making, 10 now or 10-3
or something? But these schools now that we used to traditionally think of as being college football powers, there's just some of them who they're okay, but they're not great anymore. And I don't know they're ever coming back.
Michigan is, Michigan, I think, has lost the luster. I mean, this is the SEC, even with LSU last year, is Alabama and everybody else, and the Big Ten is Ohio State and everybody else.
Scoggins School. The Vols used to be the Vols.
Yeah, they
Tennessee
were. Well, they
was,
beat them once in a while. They'd
yeah.
pop up and beat them once
yeah.
in a while. I mean, they got too honest.
They've been bad for a while.
They got too honest.
Well, that's a major problem.
When they had,
you should never get too
they
honest.
Had, they had Phil. Phil's now the AD.
Yeah.
I think once... Once you've cheated your way into excellence and then lose that excellence, it's harder to cheat your way back into excellence, right?
College football morals to me are despicable.
Well, wait until we have everybody gets a transfer, a free transfer.
Sorry, you're calling
it's going to be unbelievable.
You got to admit it's great fun.
Oh, it is. I don't care.
The free agency thing is going to be great.
I don't care, but who you get in the transfer portal is going to be not in basketball. It's going to be really dramatic, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Gophers.
Yep.
You look at his recruits with Otura having left. And with Otura having left, and who else left?
Coffee?
No, that would have been a year. He would have been done.
Okay.
He would have been done. But Otura, who came in with Otura? Kalscher and then Otura left, and somebody else is gone too. But you look at his recruits out of high school the last 4 years, they couldn't beat St. Thomas. But you look at what he's got, you know, his top four players, and now this Liam Robbins, who we both thought was horrible, is starting to play pretty good.
Yeah.
He was great last night. And, you know, the Johnson won the one beat won a game by making threes for him. Marcus Carr is one of the best players. And I saw Jimmy Jackson on TV the other day put him in the top five in the country, his All-American
team. For Marcus Carr?
His All-American team.
I can buy that.
And we got the fourth one.
Who's
Gotch? Gotch, who looked good last night.
Yeah, he's not a shooter, up and down.
Not a shooter, but very athletic. But, you know, this is if you're looking down at a freshman who came in with a pretty good reputation and you think he has a lot to learn, so you're only playing him at 10 minutes a game, and you're a coach, you might as well be looking at him and saying goodbye, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to kiss these guys' rear ends or they're leaving. Now, maybe some of them you want to leave.
But the transfer thing's the greatest because then you just replace them with a veteran player.
You think. But the cheating for transfers might be worse than the cheating for recruits.
That's what I'm very curious. What are the scandals going to be? Because you're going to have some great, great cheating going
the
on.
The NCAA, which has had to monitor recruiting for rules, the most grievous rules make, they might as well just close down their infractions department because there's no way you're going to be keeping up with two different elements now. Right. The recruits, right. The high school recruits, the AAU guys, and the transfers. There's no way you can't keep up with it. You're going to have to, the FBI is going
to. Well, and so who's going to be the representatives for the transfers?
Yep, that's the thing.
Because like the coaches represent, right? The high school kids.
AAU coach,
right?
Yeah.
Right? So who's going to be that could be a job.
But the AAU coaches got to be nervous about this because they're not going to be able to have transfers in their. But the AAU coaches will be saying, calling their buddies, saying, hey, my guys, remember that guy that you wanted that went to North Carolina? He's unhappy.
Yes.
Send the check to.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, that's my question.
Right.
Who's going to get the check?
Yeah. Mom and dad want to. Okay, there's a story that I probably shouldn't tell. But it involves a great basketball family in Michigan. And they had an older brother who was a great player recruited. And John Rowe, who was, you know, this was back when there were 10 coaches in the Big Ten. And if you were a beat writer, they all knew you.
Yep.
And John Rowe runs into Johnny Orr at Michigan. And he says, "Roe, you bleeping guy, what are your coaches doing coming in and offering my guy $25,000 cash to come here?" And John said, "I don't know, Johnny, but where did he end up going?" And Johnny says, "That's beside the point. That's beside the point." Well, anyway, this guy. There's another famous story that John told about mom, the mother of this guy, the great player, wanted new carpet. So one of the schools took the samples in there, and the mom said, "Get this crap out of here. We don't want this carpet. We want real carpet." So when the younger brother came around, 4 years later, a couple of the coaches were having a conversation, and whatever the woman's name is, Louise or something, said, they were talking to each other, and they were both kind of messing around with this kid. He wasn't as good a player. He says, put one of them to the other. I think Louise wants new carpet again for the other kid. Well, they're going to want, you know, that Lexus you got mom and dad last year. Now he's a transfer. They want a Range Rover, too.
That's what I was going to say. They want a second car for the garage.
Yeah, it's going to be.
You're right, though. You might as well just forget about it.
Oh, God. What? How can you follow everything? You won't be able to follow everything, you know, because they're going to get to a point where they're going to stop ratting each other out. Now, I don't think they rat each other out as much. They just lump it. They just take their lumps now. But the other thing this transfer is going to do, it's going to ruin the gap between the Power Five leagues and these other leagues is just going to get greater and greater. Because if I'm a good player at North Dakota State, right, averaging 21 a game, as a sophomore, I can make threes. I'm going to be at Marquette or Minnesota or somebody. I mean, those schools are no way they're going to be able to keep.
And those schools have become more competitive in recent years because they're getting kids.
Yeah, because the big schools, those guys were leaving, and these guys had fourth-year seniors, you know, who could play. It was like playing union in hockey. You know, you got the best 20-year-olds in the country, and they got the best 25-year-olds in the country.
And you're kicking your ass with guys who are 24, 25.
Yeah. And so I guess what I'm saying is that, the first round of the NCAA tournament is going to become a bigger farce than it is now because, the eight teams out of the Big Ten are going to get to, I've seen, actually, they think that's going to happen in football, too. I saw this Bobby Houck, who was a big winner out in Montana, and then he went to Vegas and fell on his ass like they all do there, and he's back in there, and I saw a story from him last year saying, we're just going to be the FCS, we're just going to be AA baseball, he said. Mm-hmm. He says, because if I get a real good kid and he's got a free transfer, somebody's going to come in here and get him to transfer. So, and not, this doesn't do anything about the grad transfers either. It's one free one, and then if you graduate, you can be a transfer too. So, but the grad transfer thing is not going to be the big thing that this.
Right. No, this will be
about here is the NCAA in the next couple of months is expected to approve what's going on right now is in the five sports that you used to have to sit out a year without getting the waiver. Men's and women's basketball, football, men's hockey, and baseball, you will not need a waiver. You will just once during your graduate days, you can transfer without any. You have to enter the transfer portal.
Yeah.
But then you get an automatic waiver. So
this very well might save Pitino.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's going to go from, get these damn local high school kids to, hey, you got another three veterans
coming here. I got two of these guys drafted. Come on up here. Marcus Carr, he came to me. Look at.
Yeah, you're right. Yes,
he's
exactly.
A 24th pick in the NBA draft. Come on. Yeah, it's going to be a brave new world, man. And as you get them, I said this last week, if you get them, you got them, at least until they graduate. They can't transfer again unless they want to sit out a year.
That's next.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're hurting a guy like Eric Musselman, who when Eric will get transfers now, but when he was at Reno, he'd be like Bill. He'd have eight guys that were playing, right?
Yep.
And then maybe a walk-on in case somebody blows his knee out. And then he'd have five guys waiting to play till next year. each year they recycled it, but he'd have control of those guys for like a full winter, four transfers every time. That's why he won all the time. He's at Arkansas now and doing well. Second year at Arkansas.
Hey, what's going on with baseball?
Nothing. I don't know.
But I mean, what
are they going to do?
What are we doing here?
We don't know. We don't have any
rules.
We're
now a month from February. We have no rules.
I contacted somebody from the Saints yesterday and said, what league are you in? He said, we might not know till the end of the month because not everybody has signed their agreements with their parent club. I think they're going to end up in the Pacific Coast League. But yeah, I know. How are you going to start spring training in February 18th?
You're not.
No.
But then just come out and tell us you're not.
No. And tell us what the rules are.
Yeah. Nelson Cruz is still waiting.
No. I think.
This is damnedest thing.
Manfred might be pulling the same thing he did last year, trying to cut the schedule down to he won't be able to cut it to 60 again, but cut it down to 100 games so they don't have to pay him as much.
Well, I think they're going to try, but I don't know that's going to work again. I could see the players walking this time.
Yeah, I could too.
Maybe
everybody should do is just say, we're not going to play until we have a deal.
Yes.
You know,
we talked about that a few months ago.
Yeah.
I think that makes the most sense.
Yeah. If you're going to battle
them. Because this is a death march.
But it doesn't sound like there's any negotiation. If there's negotiations taking place, Rosenthal and all those guys who tell us that, I haven't been telling us much whether there's negotiations.
But this is ridiculous. And it's going to be an absolute. If we start the season as things are going now, it's a death march because you're going to hit the expiration of the CBA and have a strike or lockout for sure.
Yes.
So you're right.
Yeah, and if you're going to do that,
go to a room and
if you're
going to
do that, you might as well have that strike or lockout during a year when 70% of the places are not going to allow more than a few fans in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do the Twins really want to have somebody tell them, you know, have the governor say, okay, you can have 5,000 people spread out wearing masks? Yeah, okay. In other words, every time we open the stadium, we're losing money.
Yes.
You know, because that's what people don't realize. Why don't they let some people in there? Because when they have to bring in concessions and everything else, you're losing money if you don't have. Every day you open up the ballpark and don't have 20,000 people there, you're losing money.
Your game day staffing costs you a ton.
Yeah, and they wouldn't have to staff them like they did, but,
but
I don't know what they're waiting for, though. They're not. They might as well not even exist. You know, I got to give NFL credit for all the craziness. They didn't lose a game, right?
No, they did not.
But by saying the hell with it, you got to play.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care if you don't have a quarterback.
Right.
You know.
Yep. Yep.
Meanwhile, we got it in the Big Ten basketball. It sounds like Wisconsin didn't want to go to Penn State.
Oh,
because of a big.
Well, I thought it was.
No.
I thought they had some.
They didn't have a big COVID outbreak.
So they didn't want
they
to go
have
to
had
Penn
a
State?
Case or two. They, what I read was they didn't think it was safe to go on a plane and fly to Penn State.
Okay.
So that Barry, it worked for Barry in football.
Yeah.
When he didn't.
So are they not planning to make the game up?
I think they're planning to make it up, but I don't know if they're going to make it up or not. But they didn't. They basically, they beat the Gophers, and they had a quick turnaround to go to Penn State, and they didn't go. They just said it. We did not feel it was safe to get on that plane to go to Penn
College
State.
College basketball playing to me is still amazing.
I don't know. But they're.
You have more games.
They're losing. Of course, there's 350 Division I teams, so it's hard to even keep track of the math, right?
But I'm just saying, with what they're trying to do to me.
And the interesting thing is, they could have delayed it. They could have spread it out.
Yep.
But they want March Madness because they don't want May Madness.
Right.
They don't want May Madness because they won't get the same TV money. So they want to stay on schedule, even if it means, you know, half the teams are not going to get to the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and they don't care about that.
No.
Care about their, 68 teams that they can see?
They basically said, we took our hit last year. We ain't there.
College Sports said the same thing across the board, which is we need to play our championships in the sports that we care about, right?
Yes, and we need to.
You could have seeded the four teams in the college football playoff in September.
Yep.
Like you played a whole season just to get through to exactly what you knew you were getting through to.
Yeah. The MIAC, Division III. Somebody told me they're going to start competition February 6th or something. February 6th. And then they're supposed to try to play football, but I think that's going to be wiped out, the five football games they wanted to play. But if you, you know, they shut down the campuses on May 15th.
Yep.
I mean, what are you going to do, play 10 games? What's the purpose? I guess you give your seniors a chance to play a couple of games, right?
I guess, yeah.
But February, because there's going to
– And high school's going to
no
start.
No way there's going to be a D3 tournament or a D3.
And high school's going to start, but they're going to have hockey and basketball wear masks during games, but not wrestling, which not I put wrestling. Out on Twitter. I still don't understand.
I did. My favorite is they won't have to wear masks in swimming either. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
What are we going to have? Scuba suits? Scuba swimming. You're out there with one of those things gurgling. I don't know.
Snorkel?
You know, I went nuts this summer when they wouldn't let him play baseball, which is the most spread out outdoor sport of all. But this is so stupid. Youth hockey players all have shields.
Yes.
Right? They all have shields.
Yes.
But and if you read about masks, they say these masks, if they get sweated up, they're useless.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to play hockey and not get sweated up unless you're Mike Walton?
Yeah.
Unless you're hanging out at the blue line waiting for the pass like Shaky Walton used to be.
I have no idea. But I love how, like, with wrestling, they decided they can't have a mask, well, yeah. even though you're grabbing the, you know,
yeah.
it's the closest contact sport you can get.
I don't know. Declan, you there? What about amateur wrestling?
Oh.
We had years of pro wrestling.
Yep.
Where you had the mask guy.
That's right.
You had the mask guy.
Yep.
And you tried to unmask him, right?
Yeah, Kane, Rey Mysterio, yeah.
Why don't we get those masks? Then your mouth and nose are open, which is defeats the whole purpose.
That might be a problem, yeah.
Oh, but I think we should go to the old mask, like Dr. M and stuff like
that. I always appreciated the classic college hockey cage. I love the cage.
Yes.
I love that look.
Not the shield?
Not the shield.
Not the clear
shield. I know
shield.
Players hate the cage. I know players, or excuse me, prefer the shield over the cage for vision-wise, but I like the look of the cage.
I got to think that they're going to watch this. You know, what about, they're going to lose more kids. They're going to lose more 12-year-olds to asthmatic attacks underneath a mask when they get overheated than they are.
Here's what I don't understand. If you are a grade school or high school kid, okay?
You don't die.
And you're not, well, and you're also, I believe right now, for the most part, prohibited from going to school. Like a lot of this is at home. How do we justify playing sports? I get it for Division I college.
Well,
it's all about money.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm a high school kid and I'm at home learning, I can then go play hockey. Don't we need to get through this whole thing?
There are a lot of inconsistencies.
Yes.
There's a lot of inconsistencies. And, of course, the number one inconsistency is we have to get vaccines. We have to have the ability to give them.
You're getting screwed on
and
this.
And now that we have them, we aren't giving them to anybody.
No, we're not. We're dragging our feet.
We're trying to decide who to give them to.
You finally
instead of
thought
give them
there was
to
an
them.
Advantage to being your age. You
yes.
were going to be first in line.
Yes.
And now these
There's
dummies.
There's no line. They won't give it to anybody. I don't care if you drive down the street in Cocado and start saying, hey, kid, do you want a vaccine? Just give somebody a vaccine, you morons, you bureaucratic jackasses. You have the vaccines. Start injecting people. What the hell is the matter with you idiots? Put me in charge. Yes, come on over. What the hell? By the way, they started in Fort Myers and places.
I saw the lines.
8 hours.
Overnight.
8 hours.
They were camping.
Yeah.
Camping out.
Which is, that's a great system, too. And do you think there's any
it's like
lines?
Getting World Series tickets.
You think, how many 88-year-old women collapsed and died in the heat while they were waiting in line? What is wrong with reservations? You know, come on in. Get a shot.
Well, why are we withholding the vaccines in the first place? What,
we don't
what
know.
Are we doing with them?
They don't know
they're
what
sitting
they're
somewhere.
Doing. I blame Trump for everything, including being a raving lunatic. But I don't blame him for this. because the vaccines they're sending to states, at least in Minnesota, are not being given to people.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I don't care. In. I'm 75, overweight, but you can all get in front of me. I don't care. I'll take my chances. I just want somebody to get vaccinated. Somebody. Stand outside Byerly's and Lund's. Whoever comes, you know, Hy-Vee, Cub. Let's have them at grocery. Instead of those guys ringing the bells at Christmas, let's have them standing outside. You want a shot?
You know what we could do?
Boom.
Instead of the sample guy or girl, the vaccine person.
Yes. Outside, though. Give me.
Would you like a hot dog sample and a vaccine?
Give me an ID here so I can write your name down. And here's your shot. Let's go.
I like it. You know, you've solved the problems.
And, but God, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Our boys are on the ice for training camp today, Patrick.
I know they are. Way to go. I agree with the choice of captain, although Judd doesn't want the quotes. He's afraid Spurgeon's quotes won't be better than Koivu's, I guess.
I'm afraid that Spurge is going to say, well, we tried hard again. we're out there for 60. We just got to play 60.
I am just happy.
And meanwhile, my guy Foligno's lighting them up like you should be if you're a captain.
I am just happy that Suter or Parisi didn't.
I knew why you were happy.
Sure. Because it's a message, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It's a message that your time is done.
Well,
basically,
it's a message that, Guerin knows that.
By the way,
not the two greatest clubhouse guys in the history of sport.
For the second consecutive week, you owe the people at Sinclair and Fox Sports North a thank you for not allowing you to watch the Timberwolves. Every week that passes, I think you're smart.
Yes.
You're smarter than most.
Well,
you and Declan, you don't have to watch. I subject myself.
It is funny, though, when you follow a game. I follow it on Twitter and stuff. But last night I was watching football and following it on the crawl, and then I'd go over to the NBA network and wait till the score came up. And I see one score, and they're like ahead. And I see that 10, 12 minutes later, I see it the next time, and they're down 22. Yes. What the hell happened? They're down 20.
Jamal Murray got hot. So here's the best part.
We failed to guard him.
Here's the best part. So third quarter, they go up by like three. Like they're down by nine. They come back and go up by three. And poor Dave Benz. Timberwolves have taken the lead. This is nuts. I mean, this is incredible. We'll go to break. We'll come back. Next break, Wolves down by nine.
And then 20.
And then, they've clearly told them to be a little bit more positive because they're down by 20, and we're being told how this isn't as bad as the Washington or the Clippers or the Lakers loss.
Yeah, well, that's...
They came out here and really they held tough for a while.
Jamal, I've said all along, Tibbs' biggest mistake, taking Chris Dunn and not Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
Because he got a call from his buddy Calipari. They're friends, and said, take Murray. He's a freshman. He said, take this kid. He's going to be a hell of a player. And Tibbs wanted a tough guy. So he took Chris Dunn. And,
interesting.
If they took Murray went seventh, I think.
Yeah.
And they had Chris Dunn fifth. But that was, with all the other stuff, the biggest mistake was
he trades Murray to the Bulls for Butler, so he'd be in Chicago.
Yeah, that could have.
So, like, if he
that
had,
probably if could. He did, then if you he got Murray and LaVine, you got a pretty good club.
Hell yeah,
LaVine's getting 30 a game or something.
Yeah,
but well, I mean,
good Unchained. You were very Unchained about the vaccine.
There's a game that they might have won with Cat last night. The other two, I don't think Cat could have helped them.
Yeah, I don't know when Cat's coming back though. We're not.
No, we haven't even got an update week to week. So.
No, he's supposed to be. Ryan said he's supposed to be examined in the next couple of days, and then we'll get an update.
When he gets back from Cabo? No.
I saw him on the bench last night.
Oh, okay.
No,
good.
He was there with. But he does have the cast on the wrist again. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I feel a little Unchained about the
distribute that vaccine, damn it.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
All right.
See ya. It's campaign season, and here come the negative ads. The biggest negative ad is the one coming from your insurance company. Talk about negative. Captive insurance agencies increase your premium every 6 months. The Canopy Group is an independent insurance agency. We only offer 12-month policies, not 6-month policies that can increase premiums twice a year. At the Canopy Group, we promise to give clients the best coverage for the best price year after year. Our annual review guarantees it. We have 16 companies and 30 professionals, so as your needs change, we'll make sure to conduct a thorough review of your home and auto insurance with all 16 companies. We'll do the shopping for you. When you receive that next insurance premium in the mail, remember you deserve options. Vote for the Canopy Group. To vote for the Canopy Group and to get a quote on your home and auto insurance, call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.